Back in the day when I used to watch TLC, otherwise known as the Learning Channel, I thought most of the stuff was pretty interesting. I actually loved watching all the documentaries. Not just because they had plenty of narration, which was helpful, especially for a blind person watching TV, but it was actually more because it was very structured. Very structured. But I guess according to popular ratings, channels like TLC, Discovery Health, that changed into Discovery Fit and Health, that is now finally changed into Discovery Life, because Discovery Health was taken over by the Oprah Winfrey Network. All these channels, even the Science Channel to a certain extent, but the Science Channel really is a science channel. Even National Geographic has been like this for a while, where they have made a drastic shift. So it's not just TLC. They've made such a drastic shift from, I guess, what the public would consider boring documentaries that you would play in a science class at school, to reality TV that is basically unstructured, that doesn't have a host or a narrator, and people just get on there and say what they want. You videotape, there's a lot of swear words. And, you know, there are times too when you are videotaping a family that is unique, that is different. And instead of being, I guess, a little bit more structured, they really just want to put themselves out there. They really want the fame and the respect because this family is doing something out of the ordinary or this person is different. It's one thing to do an educational documentary to make people aware of certain situations because not all people are aware. We can't travel to all four corners of the globe. There are things that surprise us, and there are still some pretty good documentaries out there. But now this reality TV has kind of taken on this new mentality in shows. It's no longer TLC with just it being the Learning Channel and there being documentaries. This is all reality TV. Let's just put a camera in and coming up, see what happens in this family's kitchen, or coming up, see what happens in blah, blah, blah. You know, Discovery Life now has a show about the reality, again, there's the word, of transgender women, which is totally cool. These reality shows are totally fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But that's, I really don't believe that's what Discovery, you know, I think the only one that sticks to a lot of the documentaries and has very little reality TV is Investigation Discovery. A lot of it is hosted, a lot of it is structured, and you can follow it quite easily. And some of them, like I watched a program that Discovery Life put on for Psych Week, Kids with Tourette's. You can't see half the stuff that, I mean, well, for a blind person, you can't see anything they're doing. But they don't talk as much as they would on a documentary. And you're just kind of sitting there going, okay, yeah, this is a psychiatric disorder. Okay. You know, I wanted to be more educated on it, not just, well, my son is doing this. I've lost my son. He's this way. Boo, hoo, hoo. Cry, cry, cry. I feel bad for the parents in the situation that they're in, but there was nothing educational about it. It was just, look at us. Our boys are going in for therapy. There was nothing exciting about it for me. It was all just, look at me. Look at the way I live. And there's too much of the reality stuff out there on the wrong channels, may I add. I mean, National Geographic Wild has now got shows like Caesar 911. Remember, everybody remember Nanny 911? Didn't that used to be on like Fox or, I don't know, CBS or something? It used to be on one of those shows. But it was reality TV on a channel that does normally reality stuff. It didn't used to be on the Discovery Channel. Discovery Channel did all the cool documentaries, and I mean, I'm into stuff like Nova and stuff like that. That stuff is really fascinating, and it's really educational, and it's just amazing what you can learn from stuff like that. But nowadays, you have these, I'm sorry, but dumb reality shows where there's really nothing educational about it. My Strange Addiction. Oh, I'm addicted to eating toilet paper. Oh my God. Why would you want to put something like that on TV? And why, out of all channels, is TLC the learning channel? Okay, we get it. People have weird addictions. Maybe if they did like a documentary on that, maybe a couple, maybe a little series. That's fine, but you don't have to do an ongoing show. Everybody's addicted to strange things, and I'm sure we're going to learn some way or another that there is an addiction, and addictions are considered psychiatric disorders, and they need treatment. Duh! We already know that. We don't need to know about the weird, strange addictions. I really don't want to know. I think it's just odd. I mean, to hear that somebody has an addiction to, there was one show where somebody was addicted to eating the air freshener spray. Sometimes she would even crush ice in a bowl or in a cup, and she would spray the air freshener directly into the ice and eat like an air freshener on ice. No thanks. I don't take my Febreze and eat it. It's sprayed in my house, and that's where it stays. But if that's her disorder, I'm not making fun of these people. I really am not. And if they have issues that they need treatment for, then they should get help. Not go on TV just so they could be paid billions just because people like watching stuff like that. I mean, to me, that's just a waste. Because how do you know they're going to use that money to get the help anyway? They're just going to keep getting famous and go around the world and say, well, I tried getting help, but it's a compulsion. I can't stop doing it. Look at me. Poor me. Poor me. And guess what? Now that you've just been aired on another reality show, you're going to have the books rolling in. All for you. And while these people sit at home and they look at the TV and they feel sorry for your situation. You know, I have sympathy for people, and I really feel bad that people have the situations that they have. But if you're just going to keep sitting out there and saying, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, you're going to keep having the bucks roll in. You know, for those that actually go out and do something with themselves, yeah, they're the more inspiring people. If you want help, go get help. There are county agencies. There are places that will help you. You don't have to go on national TV and go boo-hoo-hoo. Because it really is taking away all the fun of watching shows like these. I mean, TLC has gone way downhill. I used to love watching TLC. And then I'm going to talk about a show in my next audio boo that I really miss. I'm going to talk about shows that I really have missed. So that's going to be in the next series. But please understand, I am not mocking TLC or any of these other channels. I do watch some of their stuff too, because some of the stuff is really cool, the documentaries and stuff. But I think the reality TV is being put in the wrong place. I really believe that. I think reality TV should have been left alone on the channels that it was on. You know, because it's kind of destroying the whole purpose for which these channels were created, in my opinion. 8 seconds. So, I don't know what you guys think about that, but yeah. Anyway, take care, and I will be back for another boo.